Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a high-profile trial underway in Superior Court in Fall River, the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. The fiance of Hernandez, Shiana Jenkins, told jurors yesterday that under instruction from Hernandez, she got rid of a box that had been at their home the day after the death of semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd. WBUR's Simone Rios picks up the story from there.
In a repeat of her testimony on Friday, Jenkins answered that she could not recall when asked dozens of questions by prosecutors. But Jenkins did acknowledge to prosecutor William McCauley that Hernandez asked her to take a box out of their house after Lloyd was killed.
Yes.
And what did he ask you to do?
To remove a box.
Okay, and just tell us about that. What did he say?
He told me to go downstairs in our storage room and remove a box from our home.
Jenkins said she didn't remember where she put the box, which prosecutors say could have contained the murder weapon. She also said she didn't know what was in it. But Hernandez attorney Charles Rankin, cross-examining Jenkins, asked about whether it had an odor.
What did you recognize that smell to be?
Marijuana.
Hernandez is charged with orchestrating the 2013 murder of semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd, who was dating Jenkins' sister. Jenkins has been granted immunity, compelling her to answer prosecutors' questions. Her testimony began Friday morning and continued into Monday afternoon. The defense reconstructed Jenkins' relationship with Hernandez, who she said she knew since elementary school. They dated on and off, but decided to get serious after his first season with the Patriots. The couple went through a rough patch, Jenkins said, after she found out he was cheating. She moved out, but that didn't last long.
I made a decision that if I was going to move back in with Aaron, that I would have to kind of compromise on his behavior, and that included infidelity and everything that came along with it, and I decided that it was worth fighting for, so I moved back.
Jenkins said she was scheduled to marry Hernandez last April, and they continued to be engaged. Following cross-examination, prosecutor McCauley returned to the box Jenkins disposed of. He said there was no mention in previous testimony of the box smelling of marijuana. McCauley finished by challenging Jenkins on a description of a profound sadness Hernandez felt when his father died.
Did you see similar profound sadness in your sister when Odin Lloyd was found dead?
Objection sustained.
Nothing further.
With that, Jenkins stepped down, concluding nearly 9 hours on the stand. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.